This recording, Missouri 23, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinarian nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in the deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for the door. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter for the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Miss Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with the cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born and raised in KC. There's a difference between KC, Missouri, and then Kansas City, Kansas. I was born in KC, on the Missouri side. I lived there for all of 18 years, and then when I first started my freshman year of college, that's when my mom got her job in St. Louis, which is where she's originally from, and they moved out there. Just about every summer when I was growing up, we would go visit Grandma, who lives in St. Louis. And that was always interesting when you go back and everybody talks about their summers. And they were like, "Where did you go?" "Grandma's house." "Again?" "Yeah, I went to Grandma's house again." Sophomore year, my grandpa and my uncle died. My mama had called my daddy, and at the time, daddy was still in KC because he was still having to work. And so they both drove down from both sides, and they were like, "We just wanted to let you know, Papa died today." And I was like, "Are you serious?" Because 2 weeks before that is when my parents drove down to tell me and my sister my uncle had been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. And so I was like, "Ain't nobody got time for this." And I remember my birthday was like maybe a week after the funeral, and I was chilling in my friend's room, and I just broke down. I was like, "He really ain't about to call me this year. Like, he ain't gonna call me and tell me happy birthday." So 2 weeks after Papa died is when my daddy drove up, and my daddy's like, "Hey." I was like, "Hi." And he was like, "How was your birthday?" I was like, "Fine, you asked me that already." He was like, "Okay, I just wanted to let you know, your uncle passed." They were buried in the same cemetery. The year before, he had just celebrated his 50th birthday. My mama's friend, we call her Auntie PhD. She's a minister too, and so she flew in. And she was like, "I have no idea why this happened, and I'm not going to pretend and act like I know why. I have absolutely no idea what God is trying to do for y'all. Sorry, can't say enough for how bad I know this feels for y'all. but you have to give it time. And I remember she looked at my mom and was like, you have to give it time.